Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever played make-believe? Oftentimes when we're imagining that we're someone else or someplace else, we try on some clothes or we put on a cape, or maybe you even remember, and it's happened recently, where you had a little one in your home. And they put on mommy's shoes, and then they put on mommy's top, and they stood there in front of you and said, "I'm mommy." Or maybe to put on one of dad's shirts, "I'm daddy." Well, we're thinking about costumes maybe with Halloween coming. I'm not sure if you've been thinking about, what am I going to wear? Will you put on something that typifies who you are, or will it be something that shows maybe another side that people don't understand and haven't seen yet? Well, in our text today, it talks about what are we going to wear. It talks about putting on another set of clothes. It talks about dressing out of a set of clothes that's now available to you as one who is chosen by God, holy and dearly loved. And we get to now dress like the Father. Put on compassion. Put on kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I'm not sure that the folks who passed through Concordia Seminary fully understand and comprehend the blessing that you are receiving. It took quite a time for me to understand in greater fullness the blessings that I had received when I was here as a student. But there's something new that's happened, something that wasn't a part of my first helping here at the seminary in the 80s. There's something happening here. And it comes from your senior leaders. It comes because people are working for peace. I'm not sure you understand how hard it is to put into a faculty, to put into a campus, a collection of folks who are, as it were, all stars in their field, and ask them to work together for the common good. Each one came from a setting and a place where their gifts and their contribution most likely was the centerpiece and the focal point of ministry and activity. And yet they've been called by God to be in a place standing next to someone else who is richly blessed with another set of unique and wonderful gifts for the church. And each one is called to live together in community for the common good of shaping and forming servants for the church. And I'm not sure that folks understand what a great blessing that is and how hard it is. We have three children, and they're all now living outside the home. And my wife is an absolutely fabulous cook. I mean, she can cook, and I know how to eat. And as each one gets ready to move into living on their own, they're not just going off to college, but maybe it's their first apartment, maybe it's an internship, maybe they've graduated, and now they say to mom, "I gotta know how to make," and they wanna know how to make their favorite dish. "I just gotta know, mom, how to make chicken noodle soup. I gotta know how to make those scones that you make." And so there's the huddle, it happens every time, there's the huddle around the recipe box. And they're writing down all the particulars. And then Cindy will say, and I didn't write down that you need to do this too. And then they'll go off and they'll try it the first time. Oftentimes she'll be getting a phone call. That's the beauty of cell phones, right? They're in the grocery store and they're actually in the aisle trying to know what's coming again? Get this. And so then they make it the first time and they say, "But mom, it just didn't taste like your chicken noodle soup. Well, then we talk through the ingredients again. You see, I have this sense that the administration and the faculty and the staff, that there's this unified purpose and commitment to putting on the stuff that allows us to be safe and healthy in community, to put on gentleness and kindness and humility and patience. And you know, that's kind of unusual in Lutheran circles. I guess I'll ask a hypothetical question. Are we known more for being lovers or fighters? Us Lutherans. Oh, when St. Paul says to put on, our first inclination is we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to put on the armor of God, because I'm going to fight against. And we forget that sometimes that the armor of God is actually put on to fight against evil, not that guy in the second row in my third period class. And open before you is the possibility that St. Paul also talks about putting on the clothes that you wear for community. I mean, just picture it, right? You got your armor on and you're at a nice meal, you're trying to relax. I mean, it's just not comfortable. So here is that St. Paul describes alive in Christ Jesus, chosen, dearly loved, cherishing his grace, sitting right next to somebody else in the family of faith who's the same way, that God's absolutely crazy about them. You can't figure out why at times, but he is. And so because you love and honor your God, you are ready to be patient and long-suffering and kind and supportive. And some might say, well, it's a factor of our president. He's a little bit different, you know. A good different, that is. He's that relational being. I've never been in an institution before, a part of an institution where the president is out mingling and forming relationship and making sure that people are healthy. The campus itself has gone from a stony, hard place to a place where there's benches and trees and a soft place where relationships can be formed. And here's my question to you, faculty and staff. Are you ready to pull back the curtain? Would you, for the sake of your students who come through in their four-year cycles, would you pull back the curtain and let them see how you work for peace, how you promote healthy relationships? Because my sense is that much like we are in our parental home, receiving the blessings of their care and protection, it's not till we get out that we try to build a home of our own, that we realize how hard someone was working to make life good and rich and safe. So students, I would say, before you go, talk to your faculty members, talk to the staff members, talk to the administration. Give me the recipe card. Show me how it's done. How are we having peace in this place? What's being accomplished so that we can have this kind of spirit? Because this is something I want to take with me wherever I go. A favorite leader, Tim Elmore, has written what he calls Habitudes. Habits and attitudes of servant leaders. One of those is a thermostat. That's the image that he uses. Each habitude comes with an image. So if I ask you, what does a thermostat do? What would you tell me? A thermostat reads the temperature and then sets it to where you want it to be. So the question is, as a leader, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? What's the difference? The thermometer is reading what's happening and just matching what's going on right here, right now. So if you're in a healthy environment, you're able to put on those clothes and be in that healthy environment. If it's a strange and hard environment where the eighth commandment is not being honored and people are not being valued, you'll just match what's going on. But this place would wish that leadership is taught and that you will become those thermostats. Chosen, dearly loved. For what we discovered in ministry, we were all about growing in faith, making sure that people trust, know, and rely on the love God has for us, 1 John chapter 4. We're convinced that as that's happening in our lives through worship and prayer and Bible study, God's also working in us so that we would love our neighbor as ourself through our service, our generosity, through our gifts. But what happens? What happens if there isn't peace? And the knowledge that I have, the gifts that I have, no one will be close enough for me to share them. Yes, the armor of God is important. But my friends, experiencing community, putting on compassion, kindness, humility, these are the things that are attractive. These are the things that draw us to other people. These are the things that God gives us to give to others as a gift. I began my first sermon in this series asking you the question, do you have any idea how hard it is to live with people? Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. But I would love to conclude this series by saying, do you have any idea how wonderful it is to live with people? Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. The people who actually know you. The people who are able to look you in the eye. And when you have for the 100th time done the same dumb thing, and they say, I love you and I forgive you. There's something absolutely powerful and wonderful. May God richly bless you, my friend. And remember when you turn to the closet, that armor is not the only option. The clothes for community are there. They are worn well in this place. They are worn well. Make sure you write down the recipe so you can take it with you wherever you go. Amen. Now may the peace that passes understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.